next one is represented by this particular Cherokee, the devil. Now the devil represents, by his symbol here, where he's giving, somebody said, looks like he's broken. But he's holding up a hand with separated fingers, and on this hand is a symbol of Saturn, a symbol of restriction. And this symbolizes the misapplication of the power of restriction. Restriction is good. It allows us to focus. But when misapplied, it becomes a power of bondage. As represented by the two figures, which represent our deep consciousness and our personality consciousness, which are chained to a half cube, a cube being a symbol of truth, a half cube is a symbol of half, come on, speak up, Johnny, half truth. That's right. And all half-truths are half-lies, and therefore all lies. But you notice that the chains are loose. They could be, if we only realize we're in bondage, we can free ourselves. Once again, it's not the devil that's making us do this, it's ourselves. The whole secret is that this pentagram is upside down. When it's this way, the devil ceases to become Satan, the liar, that becomes the archangel Uriel, which is Hebrew for light of God. Uriel, the light of God. Who else is Uriel? Who else is the light bearer? Well, the hermit. What other angel, though? Lucifer. Lucifer is the light bearer. We sometimes have got to the point where we confuse Lucifer with the Satan aspect. Satan being the devil and Lucifer being the light bearer. Prometheus is another example of Lucifer. The light bearer, the fire bearer, that brings the light, the divine power to humanity. There's an old story in the mysteries about Lucifer that I'm going to tell you tonight because I want you to just consider it for a moment. In the mysteries, we all remember in the Bible where Jesus is out walking, and there are a lot of little kids, and little kids are trying to get over to sit on Jesus' knee, and the apostles or disciples are trying to keep them away, and Jesus says, "Suffer the little children to come unto me," and they all come up and bounce around. You've seen that picture, haven't you? Jesus and the children, and he's telling them stories. Obviously, Jesus always told stories. It's the best way of teaching a lesson, is telling a story. What was the story he was telling them? You don't know, but it's in the mysteries. There's a tradition what the story was about. I'll tell you the story. God, in the very beginning times, was walking with the shining ones, the archangels, through creation. It was pristine. It was radiant. It was perfect. But God was still strangely sad. Gabriel looks at God and says, "Lord, why are you so pensive? Why? Look at the beauty you've created." He says, "Yes, but there's no one to enjoy the beauty. I must create someone to enjoy the beauty." So he created humankind. And so, a little later, with humankind out in creation, God was walking once again with the bright ones, with the archangels. And he's still strangely pensive, strangely sad. And Gabriel once again says, "Lord, now you have beautiful creation, and all of humanity is enjoying it so much. Why are you sad?" And the Lord says, "Because they're only enjoying it because they don't know any other way. They have no choice. They have no awareness that they have a choice. I need one of you to go down into time and space, to stay with humanity in exile until eternity, to give them a choice, to be the choice giver. Which of you, my sons, my daughters, will volunteer to go over the barrier of eternity into time and space to provide humankind with the choice?" They all turned their head down and looked away because none of them wanted to depart from the divine presence. Finally, one, the most beloved of all the archangels, Lucifer, Uriel, step forward and says, "Lord, I will do it on one condition. all the archangels gasped. Here was someone who had the audacity to bargain with the Almighty. The Lord looked at Lucifer and said, "What is that condition, my son?" He says, "Throughout eternity, as I present the choice for each human being who makes the right choice to follow you, the choice to go towards your light, that I be afforded 1 hour of cosmic time to sit by the gates of paradise and listen to my brothers and sisters in the heavenly choir sing the adorations." Kind of reminds you of City of Angels, doesn't it? The Lord said, "It is done." And nods towards Mikael, with tears streaming down his face, gives a mighty groan as he picks up his brother and throws him over the wall of eternity into time and space, where Lucifer has remained to this day, misunderstood sometimes, as the choice giver. And Jesus said to the little children, "And so, my little brothers and sisters, when the time comes for your testing, for your temptation, will you not make the right choice and follow the light so that my brother Lucifer can sit at the gates of paradise and hear the holy choir sing for 1 hour? You, as seekers, need to transform the devil into the light bearer. And you do this by transforming the way you see the light."